You're listening to episode 15 of the Drink Till We're Funny podcast, an Alt-P production. Send us an email at rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com or leave us a voicemail at 773-828-4397. On tonight's show, a cowboy Christmas concert, diarrhea down south, and beating the kitty.
Hydrogen peroxide.
Hi, brow.
You know, we always say them and then we stop and giggle.
Yeah, we got nothing after that so much.
Well, hello.
That's our show. Thanks for
No, we gotta do the howdy do's.
Oh shit. And the bywords.
The shortest show ever.
It'd be downloaded and they'd be like, "You put this shit up on time."
We had to brush through so we could get it on time, but it's a little shorter than usual.
Downloading 30 seconds.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to episode number 15.
Holy cats.
Do you pray to the holy cats?
I go to Our Lady of the Holy Cats.
Immaculate cats.
Immaculate catception.
Oh, I've seen them, and it ain't immaculate. Somebody sleeps in the wet spot.
That's true.
Here is a funny story.
Don't that sleep I had in forgotten. The wet spot, darling. Sorry. Go ahead. I interrupted you.
Speaking of cats, I'm going to tell a little story.
Is it about Aunt Chris?
No, it's okay. Not. Well, let's introduce ourselves first. This is Justin.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm John.
I'm still Dina, and I'm hard to love.
Not still.
Dina's hard to
love.
Episode
14.
And John and I are hard to tell apart.
Sometimes on the radio.
On the radio. Oh,
on the radio.
Donna Summer will be in later.
Thanks, Donna. You're great.
She doesn't sing all of her dirty songs anymore.
No, she doesn't. She's
very clean. Yes, she is.
Born again. Like me.
Hates the gays.
She doesn't hate the gays. The gays pay for her biscuits.
Okay.
Her biscuits.
She got to have biscuits.
And red bean and rice. Is this a black thing now?
Oh.
Justin made biscuits before.
I have, you know, as a high school student, I worked at Down to the Hardee's, which is a fast food restaurant. And I did finally get promoted to biscuit maker. And you're laughing at me, John, but I'll tell you what. Those biscuits, of all the pre-processed, pre-packaged, throw it in a microwave food that you get at Hardee's, the one thing that is truly made from scratch is the biscuits.
Rise and shine.
They would make you rise and shine. I do like a little egg and bacon and cheese on there.
Mm.
Although I eat them
or
all
gravy.
Separately.
Or That's the cinnamon true. Raisin biscuits.
Not a fan.
The cinnamon raisins have their own place, but I'm not a big fan either.
I love the sugar, you know, frosting that goes on top.
Icing.
Right, that's the word. I have been bad with words all night. I can't find them.
Unless we're talking Tony the Tiger. Sugar frosting.
They're great! You know, half of that was, it would have been half as entertaining had she just said they're great, but the fact that she got the whole deep shoulder, shaking the head, squinty face into it.
If only I had a bandana with a little T, you know, okay, apparently
something
not.
Around the neck. Oh, Tony the
right.
Tiger wore it.
Sure. He had a big, thick neck, too.
Oh, from eating all them Frosted Flakes. Working out all the time.
Because Frosted Flakes and working out go hand in hand.
He eats his Frosted Flakes and he goes play soccer.
He was invented by people who also invented Charlie the Tuna.
Charlie the Tuna scares me. He is
He's
creepy.
Dead now.
The guy that spoke his voice.
But I don't think they use Charlie anymore. I haven't seen tuna commercials, except for, you know, Jessica Simpson. Was
chicken
it? No,
of
it wasn't
the sea.
Her, was it?
What? The Chicken of the okay. Sea? Charlie Tuna? Yeah.
Was Jessica Simpson was Chicken of the Sea?
Oh, no. We'll have to get you caught up on pop culture circa, what, a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Prior to World War II, Jessica Simpson.
She's getting divorced, you know.
Prior to World War II, all commercials must involve
Jessica Simpson.
Or animated characters.
This cute little man I work with was trying to get us to
save. Such a cute little man. You're so cute.
So back to the point. He was trying to get us to say Jessica Simpson for a little game we played at a holiday party. He's like, oh, she's getting divorced from that Nick Latchkey kid. He had no idea. I'm like, oh, that's so cute. He's like, I saw it at the grocery store. It's all over the headlines when you're checking out.
What's his
Hillary
name?
Furious.
Bat Boy to wed. Weekly World News humor.
The little splash in the corner.
Right. Now in color. But it's not in color. It's still black and white.
It's like a page is in color.
Right. Occasionally. It's like, well, I think that the page that's in color is the Weekly World News Girl of the Week.
You actually read that shit?
Well, here's a funny story about this. When I started
we'll
college.
Be the judge of that.
When I started college way back in 2002. That'd be 1902.
I was going to say.
Prior to World War II.
Right. Prior to World War II, I entered college. Back in 1990, when I first went to school, I went to my community college. And
John Wood.
John Wood Community College. Go Trailblazers! And there was an English class that I was in. And this girl that was in like my pod, we had kind of like group work that we did. Well, we all had to write a quick paper where we cited a reference. And I cited the Encyclopedia Britannica in mine. But this girl who sat next to me cited the Weekly World News.
What was she citing?
I really don't remember what the story was. But it had to be something about aliens or aliens smoking, giving birth to vampire babies. I don't know. But she cited the Weekly World News as her reference.
As a newspaper?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you had to follow the right format.
Absolutely. The correct bibliographical entry was the Weekly World News.
Did you ever have to do footnotes when
yes.
you were writing
No,
papers?
But I read Footprints, and that's what made me a born-again Christian.
Footprints in the Sand.
Dina.
What?
The part of your life, the journey where there is only one set of footsteps, is when I called a fucking cab and let you walk on your own. Just so you know.
Just PSBT dub. Them track marks you see next to your footprints is my cab.
Oh, well, I'm going to go back to the very beginning of the podcast when I was going
to
tell a story and
back
then I got.
Back to the middle and around again.
Right. And upon reflection, I have realized that the story would probably end in a nod, so I'm going to give you the abbreviated version, which is
going to end in a no.
We were talking about cats meowing and having sex. Well, back when I was in college, which was a few years after John.
1912.
We were in college together.
Well, your tail end was my beginning. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a lot of... Well, anyway, that's not the point of the story.
Sorry, go ahead. I'm interrupting again.
It's people do what they do best. Do what you know. Stick with what
you... You were going to nodge?
I'll nodge now and then go back to my story, which the short version is that one evening...
Short version's getting long.
Especially when I'm getting interrupted. Now I know how Girl Interrupted felt.
Girl
Interrupted.
So anyway, I was having sex one night in my bed and the window was open and there were cats having sex outside and they were screaming at the top of their lungs and it was funny. Nodge.
You were having sex?
Yes.
With someone?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It happens.
I'm not saying it doesn't. Money's on the dresser, chocolate.
Prior to World War II.
All money was kept on dressers with chocolate.
And chocolate is not a food item in that sentence, but rather a person.
Oh, good time.
Oh.
Speaking of food items, let's do a little follow-up on our question we asked two episodes ago. So the question, in case you didn't listen, first I need to go back. Oh yeah, question. Sorry for my missed pronunciation. We did get a number of responses about what food item you would like your significant other's genital region to smell like if it had to be a food product.
Which I'm sticking with creme brulee.
You sticking with your answer too, John?
No, I don't think so. Cause
no pizza?
No pizza. I mean, that was the first thing that came to mind was pizza, but it's usually the first food that comes to mind. I think that I would go with a citrus fragrance because that's such a nice, clean fragrance.
Is there any particular citrus that you would?
Probably grapefruit or lemon pledge.
Okay. that's natural.
Lemon pledge is a citrus flavor.
But that's funny because that is one of the most popular answers we got. Some people were specific and said oranges or like you said, grapefruit. I love grapefruit with the peppermint. That's one of my favorite Bath and Body Works scents. And then other people just said things like citrus fruit. Mm. So lime really wouldn't do it for me, though. I don't know why.
You put the lime in your crotch.
It makes me salivate, though, because when I think of citrus fruit and food, my mouth starts to water. Some more interesting things we had were candy canes, but there was a caveat there that it had to be the peppermint candy cane. None of this fruit shit.
Not them rainbow candy canes that taste like churros.
Ugh, I don't like those.
I don't either. They're too sweet.
Okay.
It's off-putting.
Caramel, or caramel, as Justin likes to say, was also a top food, which is not so far off from your creme brulee, really.
No, it's similar, but different.
And vanilla. Stop it. When the list was created, John spelled cinnamon with an S. So I'm looking at this word going, what is this? It's cinnamon with an S.
Cinnamon.
It's spelled the medieval way with an SC. Pronounced cinnamon.
Ye with the cinnamon crotch. I shall sucketh thee and.
Love thy brother.
Love thy brother's butthole.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, sorry for interrupting your story.
Notice how I didn't make mine longer as a result, though? Some of the more interesting responses. Hey, those cats are fucking.
I know, I've heard them.
More interesting, rather disturbing responses we got were...
Didn't we get a fried chicken and gravy?
Fried chicken and gravy. barbecue beef brisket. That's only if he's Jewish, because otherwise it'd be bacon. And barbecue chicken pizza. So I thought those were all a little unusual. But one that I think is not so much interesting, but very artificial, is the McDonald's French fries. Because, you know, they add shit. If anybody's ever read Fast Food Nation, anyone?
No.
I don't read.
Oh, okay.
Except for the Weekly World.
News, sure comma, Weekly World. Cite your source. Tonight at dinner, I had yelled that out at someone. What was he talking about? There are more people who die.
Oh, the mortality rate of infantrymen in Iraq is the same as New York cabbies, was his claim.
Boy, New York is a dangerous place.
Well, those IEDs, I tell you what. Improvised explosive device.
Oh, because I was thinking they prevent pregnancies.
It's an IUD. I got a DUI with my IUD in.
Isn't that what they implant it in under your skin?
No.
That's it's a coil for your cervix. It's really disgusting.
Oh. Straight up there. Right up in your...
But the problem is that with the coil in your cervix, as you're pounding the pussy...
which is funny.
John, that's not convincing at all.
You've pounded the pavement before, but I don't believe you've ever pounded the pussy.
Didn't sound convincing.
When you're pounding the pussy, when you're sticking it in and like thrusting really hard. It's okay, John. We've elicited some laughter from Susan. We are recording this evening from Susan's abode. She's been kind of...
It's not Adobe. Scritchy, scritchy. Abode.
That's the scritchy fingers pulling down the Adobe Acrobat file. .pdf. I don't know what that means.
What, PDF?
Yeah.
Portable document format.
Hmm. Thank you.
No problem.
The things you can learn.
Prior to World War II.
all documents on the computers were PDF files. It's
pretty damn funny.
On ENIAC. And if anybody knows what ENIAC is, please give me what that acronym stands for on our website.
Is it because you need to be educated or you're trying to test people?
I'm testing people.
Okay.
ENIAC?
Audiac.
Is that like, is that like Shimmy Shack? Shimmy Shack, Shimmy Shack from the song by Aaron Copland.
Got me a...
Yeah.
Insert animal here. My insert animal here pleased me. Fed my insert animal here.
Let's see how fast we can lose our listeners.
Well, I've got a story that I want to tell that my friend Dave actually experienced a couple weeks ago. And he told it to me last night. And it's just, to me, it was so funny that I had to tell it, even though I probably won't tell it very well because I don't tell stories.
Onward.
But Dave works at he manages a restaurant, and he was talking to one of his workers, and a lot of his help is Mexican workers. And one of them was out for a really long time, well, for them, which would be like 3 or 4 days, and came back, and Dave's like, "Where have you been?" And the guy's like, "Well, you know, my baby was sick."
Thanks for the accent. This is great. Go ahead.
Well, no, the accent plays a part in here. he's like, "You know, my baby was sick." And Dave's like, "Oh, that's too bad. What'd he have?" And the guy was like, "Well, you know, how you say..."
I say it, Tyrios.
And Dave said, "Oh, you mean diarrhea?" He's like, "Yeah, that's what I mean."
¿Cómo se dice en inglés?
Oh, my face is red. Oh, Lord. Oh.
It was one of the better stories you've ever told.
It wasn't even
funny.
Mine.
It was timed properly.
Thanks. This goes from being a funny story to being, praise John for not messing up a story.
Well, praise Jesus, really. Mm. He needs the affirmation.
As you are the born-again Christian.
I am. Woke up this morning. I woke again. I'm a woke again Christian. Tomorrow I plan to do it again.
Hey, somebody nudge her. She's gone to sleep.
Nudge her? Did you catch that?
Yeah, I did.
Nudge her.
Somebody nudge her. She went to sleep without Jesus.
We should have nudge cards, and each person gets one per podcast, and you can abruptly stop anyone else's story by by playing your nudge card.
Let's do it.
I like it.
All right. Well, you know what? My list here, this is my nudge card for tonight.
Next time, I'm bringing one of them taboo buzzers.
Oh, they sound like the razors at the ladies. Oh, it sounded like that. I'm not going to let you. I'm not bringing it up in the middle of the podcast. You.
With your brown star in your eye.
So we experienced something really fantastic recently. Last weekend.
This morning I was getting ready for... sorry. Dear. It was fantastic, though.
I said we experienced it. I wasn't there for your orgasm.
I can shoot over my head sometimes.
Sometimes
you know.
You can hit the headboard. I know. It's very impressive. And that's with his feet on the normal end.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do a video cast sometime.
Maybe not.
No one wants to see that, Justin.
No.
Not really. We did go out with a number of our friends and see the Chicago Gay Men's Chorus, although we saw them, but you also hear them.
Five of our friends, to be precise on the number of friends.
Right. One of them didn't show up. Bradley!
We hate you.
But your seat really worked out well for our coat storage.
We're buying an extra seat every time.
Hey, when it's, you know, reasonably priced, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
When there's no coat check. Anyway, cheap I had a good pictures. Time. I don't know about you guys, but...
I really enjoyed the chorus themselves. I mean, the songs were cute, but I enjoy a live musical performance, and I loved their harmonies. Loved them. I really did enjoy it.
I was impressed by how many people there were in the chorus.
It's a big group.
It's about 100. I counted per riser times the risers and estimated 100 people.
Well, and they did have the special guests this year, the Chi-Town Squirs.
Squirs.
The Squirs, and that's the Chicago gay square dancing folks.
They all had fun vests.
They did have fun vests.
I think I had some of those back when I was still wearing vests, way back when I had my Elvis vest and that one gold vest. Do you guys remember those at all?
I vaguely remember the vests.
You wouldn't, I don't think.
No, I remember that you wore vests.
Yeah.
Because that made you uber gay.
Because you needed all the help in that department.
Right? I mean, back when I had...
Pride rings with the vest, too.
Right.
Yes! Mm-hmm. The pride white t-shirt,
mock
vest,
turtleneck.
And pride
rings.
He had
clay pride rings. They were unlike everyone else's. They weren't the aluminum, like...
No.
He had Clay Aiken pride rings.
Mm-hmm. Clay gave me his. Thanks, Clay. Clay rhymes with gay. Yeah, I had that. I had
Clay
the best.
For pay.
And I had, back when I had hair, I had big hair. Big hair. Stood up.
80s hair.
Curly. Oh, I was so gay back then.
Back then.
As opposed to how butch you are right now?
I pound the pussy.
You kind of want to turn that into a I pound the pussy.
I pound the pussy. You know, saying I pound the pussy really helps me with this puff guard.
I pound the pussy.
But I did not pound the deputy.
Thanks for playing.
Oh, that's fun stuff.
So one of the things I noticed about the chorus is I am just picturing how they have practiced, because I don't think they have traditional sections. They don't have sopranos and altos and tenors. You know, it's sort of like the conductor is like, okay, Beer Daddies, we're going to pick this up at the Coda. And Nelly Bottoms, let's bring it down a little bit. We want to be able to hear our closet cases on the next refrain, okay? And one.
I love a good coda.
A coda and a key change are, to me, the two necessary elements of any good piece of music.
I prefer diet coda.
With saccharin.
Tab.
Did you ever have as a kid the chocolate soda, Canfield's chocolate?
It was Shasta, wasn't it?
No, it was Diet Canfield's.
Shasta. Canfield's.
But I think that there was a Shasta version.
Oh, yeah,
as
Diet
well.
Creams, or Diet Chocolate Cream Soda, and then Diet Chocolate Fudge made by Shasta.
And I always wondered, where are the regular versions of these drinks? Because the diet versions, Canfield's is ick. It tastes like seltzer water in hot cocoa.
But it's cold.
Just like
so I like want a regular version with full sugar.
Well, I'm sure Jones Soda would make it for you.
Oh, Jones Soda.
What is that?
They make all those fun flavors like turkey, gravy, peas.
They made the candy corn stuff for Halloween.
Oh, the candy corn was horrible.
If you look it up, you'll see some interesting stuff for Jones Soda.
Is that a Chicago thing?
No.
I
think they're Seattle or something.
Yeah, I think so too. Also with the show, though, I made friends with someone, and I hope that he'll listen to us. I don't know his name, so hi, new friend. hi, friend! There was a moment. So there was a song in the very beginning of the show, and it was the gist of the lyrics were, I know what I'm getting for Christmas. It's not a Cadillac. Santa's got something special for me right inside his sack. And it wasn't meant to be humorous. And how many people do you think that theater sat?
Oh, I would say 1,000.
I'd say about 1,000 people. Yeah. And it's dead silent. And all of a sudden, as soon as we hear Santa sack, I'm like, woo! And involuntarily, I responded, to which the guy behind me leans over, taps me on the shoulder, says, I don't know you, but I love you. So at the intermission, I gave him a little card for the podcast. He's like, oh, is this your show? So I hope he's listening. Hi. And hi to your mom, because she came to the show with you.
They had a fun little group. We could have made friends with them.
Could have.
If Shut John up, didn't would've. Smell so much.
I don't think it was as much of me smelling bad as it was me being a royal bitch.
To whom?
To everyone. I'm terrible to people.
I would not disagree with that statement.
I'm going to have to concur.
I mean, no, John, you're not terrible.
I'm hard to love.
No, that was me, remember? Oh, episode 14.
I'm sorry, Dean is hard to love.
Dean is hard to love. You're hard to like because That's you're true. Such a bitch, and I'm just hard.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
No.
Yeah, no. Don't want to know that. They also yodeled a little bit, which got a reaction out of Justin.
So they were yodeling, and I leaned over to Dina, and I said, are you thinking what I'm thinking? Because right now I have the picture of the Swedish spelunker from The Price is Right making his way up the mountain. And if you guessed wrong, he would just tumble over the side.
Don't go too high.
How morbid, really.
Between the yodeling and the squirrs.
The squirrs.
It was a fun show.
I had a lot of fun.
I really enjoyed it. Congratulations to the Chicago Gay Men's Chorus, if you're listening, all of you.
Right, all 100 of you.
I think my favorite song was probably Santa Lost a Ho. Or whatever that was.
Santa Lost a Ho. It was very good. It was very clever. Mm-hmm. I found that you can actually buy a version of it on iTunes for just 99 cents.
That's what? All it costs for that song?
What a bargain.
I will buy three.
Take two. They're small.
We'll have to link that up so people can hear the Santa Lost a Ho song.
Yeah, when you just said Santa Lost a Ho song, I swear that he was saying something about celestial hoes. And I'm thinking, is that a new kind of coffee?
I was thinking pantyhose.
It's not Thursday.
That's my girl day. Episode 12.
So you got to cite your source. That's why we're doing right. It this
Weekly
way.
Weekly World News.
Maybe we'll come out with a Drink Till We're Funny pocket guide. So all of the jokes that we recycle over and over again, their origins can have a reference number.
They don't call them bibliographies anymore. What do they call them now?
Works cited.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
That was Susan.
Teacher speaks up. Works cited. I want to know if they're going to come up with a format for the podcast. Like if you're quoting a podcast. Well, I wonder if we'd get underlined or bolded or...
They did come up quotes. With like an online, like air quotes. How to cite online references.
Air quotes. How do you type air quotes?
They're hard to see, but.
I'm sure. The air quotes.
You have to do them in Braille.
Oh, that takes a special kind of printer.
They make those, you know.
I actually saw that on the internet, so it must be true.
Absolutely.
So after the show, we had.
Oprah, after the show.
After the gay men's Windy City singing quarters and the squares.
Quarters and squares.
Quarters and squares.
It's all that comes from Texas.
We had an adventure of our own.
Mm-hmm.
Could somebody tell us where the Starbucks is by the Athenaeum Theater? Because we was walking around.
Well, not only that, but when's the last time a Starbucks closed at like 9:30?
On a Saturday.
Right. I mean... It wasn't, well, I guess it was a little later than that, but still.
Yeah, but
unacceptable.
Absolutely. The last time I was there at that theater, that place, I swear, was open till 11, which we would have made.
Easily.
Sure. Easily. Easily.
Oh, I'm writing a letter to Starbucks Corporate, and I'm saying how displeased I am.
And that is why this week Starbucks is burning in hell with Harpreet.
Actually, I have another addition to things and or people burning in hell because our slight delay in getting last week's show out was because on Sunday night I spent a couple of hours on the editing and such using Audacity, which is normally a very good program.
Thank you.
And I swear it was just as I was finishing up, I was getting ready to put the intro and the outro on and it fucking crashed. Lost and crashed in a way that I couldn't just sort of pick up where from the last time I saved. It was completely hosed. So I'd like to nominate Audacity to burn in hell
with Harpreet.
Oh, I hope you like your software, Harpreet, because here it comes, burning in hell with you.
Well, see, it's Starbucks. Harpreet could get some Wi-Fi with the Audacity. It could really turn out to be quite a pleasant experience for her.
Well, I hope it's not, because it's not supposed to be pleasant in hell.
And I hope it's not free. I hope you have to pay for it.
$9.95 a day.
And I hope by the time they get there, it's not frozen over.
I hope you order a frappuccino in hell and it's just all melted.
No whipped cream in hell.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you ask for skim? Because this is whole milk.
This is not even milk. This is cottage cheese.
Ooh, that doesn't sound too bad.
That's disgusting.
Like a pumpkin frappuccino made with cottage cheese.
Am I the only one who would like to get a caramel frappuccino without the ice? Just the little mixture that they pull out of the refrigerator and taste that stuff?
Yeah, no, I would.
I would love it, I think.
We are fat kids.
Well, as evidenced by our ice cream consumption earlier this evening. Some of us more than others.
I only had one bowl.
This is Justin, and I had two bowls because I was very hungry, and it was really good. It was chocolate and peanut butter.
Your peanut butter's in my chocolate.
Your chocolate's in my peanut butter.
You're pounding my pussy.
I love when Justin laughs so hard that vein in his forehead pops out. His Conrad Bain.
Conrad Vane. Mr. Drummond.
Oh, that's Hartled.
Hartled.
You ever notice how the Robbie voice from Different Strokes of Hartled kind of sounds like your Hoopy Goldberger?
Hoopy Goldberger, please. Hartled. Me and Dougley want to know why you'd ever put the dildo in my ass anymore. Does anybody remember?
The episode from...
Well, no, what was that kid's name? The redhead.
Robbie.
Robbie. Oh, you just said that. Does anybody even remember Robbie from the Different Strokes?
I do.
No.
Okay.
I'm an 86.
What you talking about, John?
He was Dudley's friend and Arnold.
He was the token white kid.
Right. And they all were afraid of the Gooch.
I mentioned the Gooch at work the other day. People were like, who are you talking about? I'm like, the Gooch. The bully you never saw. He was like, he was married to Vera from Cheers because they both didn't exist.
They only showed Vera once.
Like, I don't remember that at all.
It was very early. It was like
we've lost Justin, by the way. He's like, something from this decade.
Well, prior to World War II, the Gooch. I didn't watch television.
Prior to World War II, the Gooch was on all episodes of Cheers.
Oh, that's funny. Speaking of old TV, John, one of my favorite things you do is to sing the theme song. To Archie Bunker or All in the Family. will you just give
me
a little...
I've had milk products, so I'm very phlegmy, so I don't know if I could.
Give it a try, please. For our listeners.
Give us
all
your
the
Edith.
Way Glenn Miller played. Oh wait, no, I said it wrong. No, no. All the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade. Watch your levels.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. Boy, you knew who you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Sure could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Okay. Watch my levels go off the charts.
Oh, they're gone.
If your ears are bleeding.
If you're not deaf, just rewind 20 seconds.
I haven't done that forever.
I haven't done that forever. But the last time I had that, that was hot.
Hot pussy.
When you were pounding it.
That was so hot when you were pounding my pussy and the cats were screaming outside.
Fuck me, Jesus.
And my IUD got stuck to your penis.
Boing, boing, boing.
What do you think they're made out of? I bet they're made out of plastic now, but they were metal back in the day, I think.
That sounds painful.
They're made out of snips and snails and puppy dog tails.
Little boys?
Little boy IUDs.
Hmm. Well, I think we've got some howdy-do's.
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 We're sending out our weekly howdy-do's. Apparently, I'm the only one singing this week.
Well, I teed it off.
You started it.
Howdy-do. I started. You started it.
You started. I'm going to finish it.
Oh, you finish it, mister. Let's take this outside.
Rare.
3 o'clock, bike wrecks. I'm sending in the Gooch.
Oh, we got a few howdy do's to do this week. I will start with saying hi to Eddie, who we've howdy do'd before, but I got a chance to actually talk to him on the Skype last night.
Skypey,
as he says.
That's right.
And I mean, you know, I love the accents, and so of course he had that beautiful, beautiful accent.
Did you make him say words like schedule? Because I would. I'd be like, okay, say schedule.
Now say this. Now say Lori.
Now say pound my pussy.
That would be fun. All the different, because we could get a lot of different accents to say things.
Eddie, if you're listening, we need you to do our intro some week.
Ooh, that's hot.
Yes, delightful. There, he and his partner, his life partner.
Business partner, I think.
Yeah.
He's straight.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, he did say, the nice thing is he did say to me, he said, you know, you don't sound as gay as you do on the podcast.
Did you tell him it was because John and I weren't around?
I said, it's those bitches. They do it to me. They turn me gay.
You butch it up when we're not around.
That's right. He's like, well, John's... he's like, and I can tell the two of you apart because John's voice is much higher than yours.
Oh, I think that's a decent question to throw out to people because there's always been some competition betwixt you over the years that I've known you both about who's gayer. And I'm not sure if they're competing for yes, I am gayer or no. I think at different intervals it's been, ooh, I want to be the gayer one. And now it's like, ooh, I don't want to be the gayer one.
I don't mind that much, but, you know.
Well, that's good because you are.
I am not the gayer one. Although I think
Mr. Graham, I think
this makes a good question that we can throw out to our listeners. Maybe the next question should be, who's gayer, John or Justin?
The problem is, half of them are going to be like, I don't know. One of them is definitely
this
gayer.
Is John.
The one that said, this is Justin. This is Justin.
This is John.
This is Justin.
I can go lower yet.
Justin.
John.
Justin.
John.
Justin. Get the fuck away from me. Get out.
This house is clean.
That's from Poultry Guys.
Poultry Guys.
There's chickens everywhere.
Turkey.
Go towards the pre-lit turkey.
Artificial pre-lit turkey.
Get your candling done. Go towards the candle.
Oh, that's only funny if you know farms.
Well, we got two people who understand that humor.
Yeah, unfortunately, we only have three listeners left.
Well, after the singing, I think they're just...
If you're still listening, we have more howdy do's to give.
Yeah, I had a special howdy do to Brian. Okay, and Brian, your location, I realize this is the pride of your existence, but Brian is another Canadian who is very creative in telling us where he's located, so... howdy do to Brian. Thanks for listening. Love you. Love your butthole.
Well, I wanted to send out a howdy do to Yale or Yael. I'm sure I don't.
To all those people in Connecticut
who don't.
New Haven. We love you.
I'm afraid I don't know how to pronounce your name, but you had mentioned that you were playing with the Boobah site for hours, I think.
Sounds like a euphemism.
I was playing with my Boobah.
Well,
I have to admit, too, that when I first went to that site, there's like these little bubble circle things that you run your mouse over, and it makes little bamp, 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 bamp noises. And I was at work, and I shouldn't have been on the internet at work, but I was playing with it at work, and I was going, bamp, 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 running my mouse over it, so I can totally relate to your new Boobah obsession.
By Calvin Klein.
I have a howdy too. This is Justin. I have a howdy do going out. I am.
That's
butch.
Right, because you're not the gear one. Pretty soon I'll be like, yeah. Dina's the butch one.
That's always been the case, though.
Shut up!
Joseph and Bea and Rouge, and Obie, howdy dude. I'm on the re-howdy, the howdy did list.
Howdy
tonight.
Done, man.
Howdy done.
The howdy done. I would like to have howdy done. No. Joseph sent us some pictures of some performance attire that he had. I don't know if it was Halloween or drag show or whatever, but Joseph in Baton Rouge, and I like to call it Moulin Rouge.
Yes, you do.
Never gets old. Never gets never. Old. So I wanted to say howdy do. They think I'm stupid.
No, we don't. We think your joke is stupid.
Don't take my silence as tacit agreement.
So I think that you guys would agree. Joseph makes a pretty good looking woman.
He makes a pretty good looking man, too. I mean, he's attractive.
I concur. I'm going to have to make a little trip down to begin. Dina and I are putting together the
the tour.
We're going to put together the world tour.
The weekly world news tour.
Hillary furious.
£300 baby furious.
Bat Boy storms off in protest.
Oh, they giggle like little girls and they're fighting to see who's scared.
It's just no good.
You're no good. You're no good.
Baby.
Baby, you're no good. Baby.
Another howdy do out to Simon, who talks about
Secret Simon?
Secret. Shh. Secret Simon.
If your name is not Simon, stop listening for the next 10 seconds.
Simon, you talk about infectious giggling and how you are trying not to pass it on. That's fine. You can pass on the giggling. Just keep the chlamydia to yourself, sweetie. It's not a flower.
It is not a flower. And they've got it down. You can, like, 3 doses of antibiotics and that's
speaking
gone.
From experience?
It's not okay.
Where did you get that?
From Starved.
Okay, yeah. I thought I was crazy.
You make me sick.
It's not okay.
Loved that show. I wish it was still around.
Canceled.
I want to send a howdy do out to Sergio. Got a couple of emails from him this week.
Sergio is our official first straight male listener.
Who we already know.
Right, who's not already our friend.
Right.
But will be our friend.
Well, there's your howdy do. I guess I don't need to say nothing about you liking my imitations, but I, excuse me while
We've
I cough.
We've all had dairy.
Cough the phlegm out of my throat.
That's
but,
not phlegm.
Oh, that's not
that
phlegm.
That wasn't dairy.
Well, I appreciate you taking notice. It was me that's doing the imitations. This is John. I'm the butch one.
This is Justin.
He's the butch one. So I took a special pride in reading your email to us.
And my last howdy do goes out to Chris, who is in Taiwan. He is a American soldier who is stationed in Taiwan and loves our show. And he said he listens to it in his when he's getting ready for bed.
Literally. Literally.
And so like a lot of our other listeners, he has a tendency to burst out in laughter while he's listening, and his bunkmate thinks he's crazy.
Is he a U.S. soldier?
Yes.
Oh, because he said it was mandatory.
Yeah, I don't think he ever actually said.
I thought he was a Taiwanese soldier.
No. He's from the U.S.
Drop us a line. Let us know what you are.
What are you? Which is funny because people do that to minorities all the time. Where are you from? And then they say things like, Wicker Park. I just want to also point out that when it comes to dairy, do you know how many people believe that eggs are dairy products because they're in the dairy area in the grocery store?
Well, prior to World War II, dairy products were all kept in the egg section.
I just want to point out that this is World War II reference that kind of evolved tonight. It's very funny to the Butch Boys. Not so sure, but let us know if you think it's comical. If you start to adopt, if we see it, come back to us through comments or email. We know it's a winner.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We have a voicemail we need to play. Hi, this is Jason from Mississippi, and I just wanted you to know the whole World War II thing is fucking hilarious, dude. Like, totally keep it up. And Dina, don't be a bitch. All right. Love you guys. Bye. Wow, I mean, see, I got the Skypes on right now, so.
That is amazing, since no one's actually heard my comments yet they're responding to them.
I don't know what I just hit play.
There must be a rip in the space-time continuum centered around the iMac pod Apple laptop. What's it called?
I've got a rip in my space-time continuum.
What's this thing called? An
iBook. An
iBook. Thank you.
Thing.
What do you
I don't know. What
thing?
Do you call it?
Delicious.
That ain't what you call it. Do you
Golden
a...
delicious.
Do you have a name for yours?
I don't. My hoo-ha.
Really?
Do you?
Yeah, Mr. Winky.
Okay, I thought that was the name of your fish. Winky.
But I've had the name Mr. Winky for that for a longer period of
See,
time.
See, I don't like anything that conjures up an animated kind of image.
It is animated.
Like, exactly, I'm seeing, like, big clown feet, if you know what I mean. No arms.
Hi, kids, I'm Mr. Winky! Oh, that's Mr. Hanky.
Well, I've also decided that you are a little bit fascinated with the word pickle. A little more than what is normal. And maybe the shape as well. I wouldn't use it as that. Take that to Kathy Diane, see what she thinks of it.
That's funny. Whenever Dean and I, well, actually, I don't know if I still do it, but we used to go shopping, and anytime we'd see something phallic, I would...
Not even phallic. It got to be things like blunt, square objects. I wouldn't use it as a Kleenex box.
I would mention that I would not use it as the item that it was.
Well, oh, what would you use it for instead?
The same thing he'd use his Maglite for.
Oh, did her microphone just go off?
He had one of those big police Maglite scents, and I was like, I bet I could put this whole thing in my mouth. I wouldn't do that if I were you. And I did it. I wouldn't do that if I were you. I'm like, oh, gross.
Yeah. She had a Maglite in her mouth.
Well, since he covered up his dildos, I figure, I hope he covered the Maglite.
Is her microphone still working?
Well, I think that once we start talking about Pound and Pesce with Maglites, that it's time to wrap it up. So thanks for listening in.
Next week, we're going to have a little Christmas holiday something special. Maybe not that special, but worth listening to nonetheless.
I have a very...
mediocre
Christmas.
On a very episode of Drink Till We're Funny.
It's a special one, though.
So in the meantime, please go to our website and leave us a comment and vote for us on Podcast Alley so that you can help other people find us easily.
Or you can give us a call, leave us a voicemail, 773-828-4397.
Or drop us a line, email us at rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com.
Okay, well, we'll see you next week when Santa's gonna visit and we'll have an extra special episode.
Bye, Centennial.
Bye, Labial.
Bye, Opsie.